In the realm where gods dwell, and the fabric of reality bends to the will of the divine, our story begins anew. Amidst a tempest, fierce and unyielding, stands Juno, goddess of marriage and queen of the gods. Her eyes, alight with the power that courses through her veins, scan the horizon for the entity she has summoned this night. The storm, a mere extension of her divine will, mirrors the tumult within her heart. With a voice that commands attention, Juno calls forth the creature of legend, her tone a mix of authority and intrigue.
Spirit of the void, heed my call. In this hour of uncertainty, I seek the wisdom that lies beyond the grasp of gods.
As the storm calms, a presence makes itself known. The Oracle of the Void, an enigma, steps forth from the shadows, its appearance ever-changing, a reflection of the mysteries it embodies. The Oracle, with a voice as captivating as the mysteries it guards, addresses the goddess.
Juno, whose decree shapes the destinies of gods and men, why disturb my slumber with matters of the divine?
Revealing her vulnerability, Juno articulates the gravity of her quest, her voice a mixture of determination and concern.
The threads of fate weave a pattern unknown, foretelling a shift that could unravel the tapestry of existence. Guide me, Oracle, that I might secure the future of Olympus and the mortal realm alike.
Responding to Juno's plea, the Oracle offers a riddle, its words a puzzle wrapped in the essence of the cosmos.
Heed the bonds that unite, for in unity lies strength. When the pillars of Olympus waver, it is the heart that shall forge the path to equilibrium.
Juno ponders the Oracle's counsel, realization dawning upon her. The solution lies not in confronting the change alone, but in rallying the pantheon to embrace it together. With clarity and purpose, Juno speaks, her decision reflecting the wisdom she has gleaned.
Your words illuminate the path, Oracle. The harmony of Olympus depends on the unity of its inhabitants. I shall be the beacon that guides us to a new dawn.
As the Oracle vanishes into the ether, the tempest subsides, leaving behind a serene night sky, a testament to the tranquility that follows the storm. Juno, inspired by the Oracle's wisdom, vows to mend the rifts within Olympus, her commitment unwavering.
Let it be known, from this day forth, I shall endeavor to unite the gods, healing the divisions that threaten our dominion. Through diplomacy and understanding, we shall prevail.
With her resolve fortified, Juno embarks on a journey to convene with her divine counterparts, each a master of their domain, to share the insight she has gained, and to forge a new alliance in the face of the looming crisis. Traveling across the realms, Juno engages in discussions with deities of all standings, from the war god, Mars, with his unquenchable thirst for battle, to Venus, the goddess of love, whose compassion knows no bounds. Each conversation is laced with the urgency of their collective predicament and the necessity of unity. With eloquence and conviction, Juno implores her fellow gods to set aside their differences, her words resonating with the gravity of their shared duty.
We stand at a crossroads where the actions of a few will determine the fate of many. Let us unite, for divided we are but threads vulnerable to the whims of fate, yet together we form an unbreakable tapestry.
The gods, moved by Juno's passion and vision, agree to a council where strategies and alliances are forged, laying the groundwork for a united front against the challenges that lay ahead. As the council concludes, a new era for the pantheon is heralded, one where cooperation and understanding pave the way for prosperity and peace. The gods, once rivals, now stand together, a testament to Juno's leadership and the Oracle's wisdom. In the quiet that follows the storm, Juno reflects on the journey that has brought them to this point, her heart filled with hope for the future.
Today, we have sown the seeds of unity, from which a stronger Olympus will bloom. May our actions inspire both God and mortal alike, for in unity, there is strength beyond measure.
As our tale comes to a close, the narrator's voice, a beacon of hope, echoes the sentiments of unity and resilience. In the Chronicles of the Divine, the quest for harmony is eternal. Let the saga of Juno, Queen of the Gods, remind us that in the face of adversity, unity is our most powerful ally. May we carry this lesson in our hearts as we navigate the tempests of our own lives. Following the tempestuous encounter between Juno, the Queen of the Gods, and the enigmatic Oracle, we delve deeper into the essence of Juno herself. A goddess of immense power and dignity, Juno reigns over the heavens with a balance of authority and grace, unmatched by her divine counterparts. Her origins, deeply rooted in the mythology of ancient Rome, present her as a figure of protection, matrimony, and the sanctity of the family and state. Juno, in Roman religion, embodies the quintessential aspects of womanhood, marriage, and childbirth, standing as a guardian over the Roman state. As the sister and wife of Jupiter, the king of the gods, her status among the pantheon is of high regard, her influence vast. Juno's origins are intertwined with the fabric of Roman society, reflecting the complexities and virtues of marital fidelity and the protective nature over women and the state. Her worship was integral to Roman life, with numerous festivals and temples dedicated to her honor. The mythology surrounding Juno is rich with tales of her jealousies, particularly with Jupiter's numerous affairs. Yet these stories also highlight her immense wisdom, strength, and her role as a mother figure among the gods. Juno's attributes extend to her being a war goddess, embodying the concept of a protector in times of conflict, showcasing her ability to navigate the dualities of creation and destruction. Juno's visage is that of majesty and power. She is often depicted as a regal woman, clothed in a stola, the traditional garment of Roman matrons, symbolizing her role as the protector of marriage and women. Her hair, long and flowing, crowns her head like a halo, accentuating her divine status. In her eyes, one can glimpse the wisdom of the ages, a deep knowing that transcends the mortal realm. Accompanied by her sacred animal, the peacock, its feathers, a burst of iridescent colors, symbolize the watchful eyes of the heavens. Juno holds a scepter, a symbol of her authority, and sometimes a patera, a sacrificial bull, indicating her role in religious rites. One of Juno's most renowned myths involves her intervention in the Trojan War, a saga that highlights her enduring influence over the affairs of gods and mortals alike. Juno's animosity toward Troy stemmed from the judgment of Paris, a mortal who had chosen Venus over her in a contest of beauty. Her wrath, fueled by this slight, set the stage for the decade-long conflict. Throughout the war, Juno's machinations to ensure the downfall of Troy were relentless. She aided the Greek forces, manipulating events and deities to her favor. Despite her often contentious relationships with other gods, including her own husband Jupiter, her determination to see Troy fall was unwavering. It was Juno who urged Aeolus, the god of the winds, to unleash a storm against the Trojans as they attempted to flee their burning city. Yet, it is in the aftermath of the war, in her support for the founding of Rome by the Trojan survivor Aeneas, that Juno's complexity as a deity is fully revealed. After years of opposition, she came to embrace the destiny of Rome, which was to rise from the ashes of Troy. This acceptance marks a pivotal shift in her mythos, from a deity driven by vengeance to one that acknowledges the inevitabilities of fate and the potential for renewal and growth. Juno's tale, especially her involvement in the Trojan War and the founding of Rome, underscores the multifaceted nature of divine intervention and the intricate dance between fate and free will. Her initial resistance and eventual acceptance of Rome's destiny highlight the transformative power of understanding and reconciliation. Juno's story invites us to ponder the complexities of our own relationships and the paths to healing and unity that lie before us. It raises questions about the nature of destiny, the possibility of change, and the enduring strength found in acceptance and forgiveness. As we reflect on Juno's legacy, we are reminded of the enduring influence of mythology in understanding the human condition and the forces that shape our world. How do the myths of old mirror the struggles and triumphs of our own lives? In what ways can we find wisdom in the tales of gods and goddesses, applying their lessons to our contemporary dilemmas? Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.